fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news on WGRN 94.1. And I have another guy in the studio.
Howdy. That'd be Dan D. Dugan over here. The other guy, and boy, there's a whole lot of things to talk about.
Indeed, a whole lot of shaking going on.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure that the hearings are going to give us anything really substantial. The hearings concerning Mr. Kavanaugh, or Justice Kavanaugh, and his appointment to the Supreme Court, the hearings on him got a little testy in the room.
Well, a lot of people protesting, taking arrests. But the key thing, of course, is whether or not Kavanaugh was selected to make sure the president doesn't undergo a sort of criminal investigation, or whether or not he can pardon himself.
Right. And the protesters, so just to clear that up, those were mostly the Roe versus Wade folks that make sure women's right to choose.
Well, the ones that were dressed like women from The Handmaid's Tale.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Wasn't that the primary focus of the protesters in the back room? And additional capital punishment, perhaps?
But really, Roe v.
But
Wade.
But were there also protesters on the subject you're talking, which I do agree, that's the big, those are the big questions.
Yeah, the I don't think that was really the focus of the protesters, but I think it's really probably the most important thing that'll be considered by Kavanaugh, the question of whether or not a president can pardon himself.
Yes, right.
Or whether a sitting president, after he's been called an unindicted co-conspirator
right.
by his own attorney,
yeah.
whether or not they can criminally pursue him
right.
while he's sitting as president.
Must he answer subpoenas?
Correct.
Yes, exactly. I just wanted to say that. But, so those questions were asked, but what kind of answers do we get from Kavanaugh? I think we know, right?
Well, we get, he's fairly consistent. He knows how the game's played. We'll get that I'm an independent appointment that will make my decision based on the Constitution.
And one of the reasons...
And I can't give you any hypotheticals, because that case may come before me.
Right. He didn't want to comment on hypotheticals. But one of the reasons why he was so well rehearsed is he rehearsed other people to come before Congress and in hearings for confirmation, the confirmation hearings. Right? And
yeah.
Going way back, working for the grand old party.
And
their,
the GOP is emphasizing that most of his opinions... He's getting a close to 90% sign-on rate from both parties. Well, you know, that's not the real test. The real test is the 10% of the very difficult decisions.
Right.
Yeah, to me, where does he stand on stuff like Citizens United?
Right.
Or not just Roe v. Wade, but cases like Bush v. Gore that took away voting rights.
Sure,
because there's been a lot of 5-4 decision that have been
yes.
absolutely devastating to this country, particularly the right to secretly send money into politics.
Absolutely. Citizens United the darkness that has brought. From
the dark money.
Yes, of course.
Indeed.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, and also the fact that this has also been key in these hearings is how they suppressed like 90% of the information about the man in the first place, and then released, 42,000 documents at the last minute and a few thousand more the next night, right?
Yeah, and it's beginning to be hard to absorb that, but there seemed to be a revolt, and they were reading confidential stuff committee reports, confidential committee
There's
reports.
The committee.
And then a lot of that stuff was released.
The committee's dialing
at
us
the last
in.
Second.
Yeah. Right, right. Of course. So that these folks will not be well versed or informed about where he's coming from. But again, it might just be academic because he's going to just give the kind of answers like you were saying that it's all hypothetical or these questions
are
hypothetical.
Unless they find some smoking gun in the release documents, I can't imagine he's not going to be approved.
Right. Well, in the meantime, we did have the release of some documents by Cory Booker and others, some documents that supposedly were confidential, so this drew the ire of some of the old guard, saying that, you know, that was treasonous and
well, yeah,
to release that information.
But again, a lot of stuff's been released, not just about Kavanaugh, but the New York Times published, again, a anonymous op-ed claiming to come
good
from
old
a
anonymous.
High-ranking and member of the cabinet or an aide to Mr. Trump.
Right. I heard that there might be as many as 125 names to choose from, but you know, but if it truly was a highly ranked person in this administration, it does say a lot. But I've also heard it say that this person is being a coward and they should step forward. So,
well, the question is, anyone that would step forward would be immediately gone. Mm-hmm. This person was trying to assure
you mean
the
just
American.
Fired. You mean just fired, right?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, okay. Because, you know, Trump says things like that you know. You got a question. You got to pay attention, you know.
So because the term lodestar was used, people thought it might be Mike Pence. Others speculate on General Kelly, his chief of staff. But whatever, it seemed like they were trying to assure the public that he's under control and he's not going to, you know, go all the way up Crazy Man Creek.
He's
halfway
they?
There.
Were they assuring anyone? I mean, with the Woodward
they
book
said they
out
weren't a poor,
and the op-ed and all of this noise that it's insane in this administration, and he's a petulant child,
right,
and he's hard to control, and they're not sure what he might do.
And you and I want to go.
I don't know what's being controlled as far as
information. I think me and you should go there, and when we see them, yell.
Let's go have a good time.
I see P.
Pardon?
The Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, sure. You're Detroit, your favorite band from Detroit, right?
And
the rap act with the clown posse.
Every time I think about ICP, I think Donald Trump.
Ah, I see. Well, yeah, the clown look, the
he's
orange
the
wig.
The yeah. Raccoon eyes.
Sure. Does he drink Faygo?
Well, at least he likes to spray it on people.
Yeah, he probably does. Yeah, well, someone probably got paid for being Faygo sprayed at some point in time. Who knows? But, yeah, there's all this information coming out. Yes, you're right. They're trying to tamp it down. To me, it seems like they want to hold on until after the midterms. So it makes me wonder if maybe the Mueller investigation drags its heels a little bit. Do you see that possibly happening?
Well, I think they're under tremendous pressure not to do anything partisan. You know, Comey is still being loathed in some circles by bringing the Hillary Clinton emails back up just prior to the election.
Sure.
Many people think that's the
right
one key factor that caused Trump to win so closely.
Yes, but wouldn't they use that as an excuse to not pursue the investigation?
Well, their job should be
heatedly
to be
or
go
release
about it methodically, systematically.
Seems
and
to be
not
how they're
let
doing it. It does.
Politics but get in the way.
Yeah.
So I think if they've got, you know, so far, I mean, they've got a fair amount
but
of
Mueller is, in fact, a Republican.
Yeah. But you've got a situation where, you know, people are pleading guilty. People are
that's true
flipping, rolling over on the
president. That should be illegal, right? The flipping. No flipping.
No self-preservation.
Stop
no,
with the
no
flipping.
No cutting any deals.
Well, we've already learned it from Trump that protesting should not be allowed. Protest
the
should be
only one allowed to
outlawed,
flip
and no flipping.
Be Flippo the Clown.
Good old, well, we're back to the clowns again. Yeah, sure.
Well, that's a reoccurring theme, I think, with the Trump administration.
It does lend itself to comedy. But while we're holding our sides laughing.
Here comes the clowns?
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Bring in the clowns?
While we're holding our sides laughing, we're also holding our heads disbelief that this is happening in this country. So, you certainly don't take your eyes off of it. So did you have any other ideas on the op-ed piece? I heard a name, Coates, but I don't know. That was just another talking head on TV speculating.
Part of the administration, former senator from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
In charge of, what was he in charge of? Was it Homeland Security last
year? I believe so, yeah. And there's
I inquired.
Yeah. A lot of Homeland Security out there. And I don't know. What bothers me, too, is Trump saying things like, if the Democrats win big in the midterms, that violence could come and that it would come because of them. Now, it didn't look like there was a lot of violence when they lost.
Well, they were standing right in front of the...
Or when they won.
Right in front of the AR-15s. You know how liberals are.
Yeah.
Instead of ducking or staying away, they have to show up and exercise their First Amendment rights and then jump in front of bullets.
Yeah, they'll do that.
But there's good people on both sides.
Yeah.
The liberals that are being shot dead and the right-wing fascist militias that are killing them. There's good people on both sides.
I think we've been reminded of that.
The victims and the murderers.
Speaking of good people, we do have some progressive wins. Gilliam in Florida for the governorship, the Democratic candidacy. He took the primary. And Ms. Presley wins in Massachusetts, beating a Capuano.
And both of those.
10 terms congressman.
And both of those are seen as victories for the left wing of the party.
So, yes.
And the left wing was referenced in the anonymous letter that the New York Times ran.
Yeah.
Said, we're not the left.
Right.
We support the president's politics. We're just here to rein him in.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see if that can be done. In the meantime, his friend Manafort, as you wrote in the new Free Press that's out, has been connected back here to Ohio in 2004, the election that was stolen, the presidential election that was stolen here, right?
Well,
which we've heard a little bit about before, but go right ahead.
Sure.
Lay that out again.
Manafort, who shows up in the Ukraine in late 2004, and we can actually put him in Kiev in a small office building. Is he was doing
all the offices in Kiev are small?
Small,
yeah.
He was doing he was doing work for again the candidate who appeared to have rigged the election, the pro-Russian candidate.
Right.
And then what Yanukovych. Happened?
Right. I'm with you.
So the president ended up stepping down because of the so-called Orange Revolution protests by the people against the irregularities. Similar irregularities happened in Ohio. The interesting thing about the 2004 election is the election results in the Ukraine that the people refused to accept were almost identical to that in Ohio. Which the people here ended up accepting. And you're listening to this analysis on WGRN 94.1, The People's Choice.
The People's Choice, yes, the Green Renaissance. Anyway, as we continue, so where were we? We're at the similarities between the Ukraine.
Yeah, the numbers are about the same, right?
Right?
These implausible, over 1,000 times an election like this, which we hold, by the way, every 4 years. So once in 4,000 years, you'll get people saying...
Once in 4,000 years.
Yeah. What they say, and then over the next 4,000 years...
A couple millennia, yeah.
Will end up with people saying, I voted this way, and the election results going significantly the other way. So the exit polls, people are coming out and saying, this is how I voted. And then you got this huge deviation, which does not occur naturally. You know, 99 times out of 100, it goes the way people said it did. Right. So it's very unlikely that these results were in fact credible. And then we found out that the system itself broke down, is that the supercomputers run by the state of Ohio broke, and Jeff Averbeck, a born-again Christian minister who ran the server farms for the Republican Party, ended up counting the votes in Ohio in a secret location, the old Pioneer Bank building.
And they also handled email accounts
with
Karl Rove, right?
Yeah, they did. Okay. Mm-hmm. And directly to the GWB, George W. Bush 43, which ran right from the White House to the server farm.
Right. Which might explain how Rove was the first one to know that the what the results of the election were.
Yeah, they kept insisting they were going to win in Ohio, and none of it made sense. Mm-hmm. The people remaining in line were Democrats from urban centers like Columbus and Cleveland and Cincinnati. The rural vote had already voted, and then there was this sudden unexplained shift. But who was also working in the Ukraine with Manafort, particularly in 2006, 2007, prior to the 2008 presidential election, was, of course, Michael Connell,
right,
of New Media and
yes,
GovTech, which was technically owned by his wife, who didn't really know she owned it.
Ah.
So GovTech worked for the government of Ohio.
She owned it, yeah.
So think about this. He's wearing
blissfully
two
ignorant
hats. He's got New Media, the most partisan Republican entity in the world, which he's doing the IT work for, New Media, and then he's got a government contract, GovTech, where he's supposed to be neutral, and he's working for J. Kenneth Blackwell.
Well, two hats are better than one, I've
two
heard
hats,
said before.
And J. Kenneth, of course, was wearing two hats, co-chair,
right,
of the Bush-Cheney re-election campaign and running the campaign for the state of Ohio.
Right, because the system went down.
And most democracies forbade the election officers for working directly for a partisan candidate. You can't both fairly count the votes while you're working as the campaign manager.
Really? Come on now.
Yeah, it's crazy, crazy American thing.
Pulling my leg, I tell. Let go. So go on. I'm all ears. And then,
well, we know from websites that Manafort was working prior to Connell's death in December of 2008.
And how did Connell die again?
He died in a small plane crash after he had been warned. I was one of the people who warned him. And after Cliff Arnebeck, who I was working with in the King Lincoln Brunsville case, investigating the results of the 2006 election.
Right. 2004.
Four election.
Yeah.
But it was filed in 2006.
Right.
But goes back to the 2004 election. You know, he was warned that he might not want to fly planes. He also was trying to get immunity, cut a deal to testify before Congress.
He was, okay. So he was going to come clean, in other words.
Well, that's what it appeared to be.
Or so we suspect, but we'll never know.
And again, at the time, Paul Manafort, who was a co-owner with Rick Davis of a Washington, D.C. lobbying PR firm, 3EDC, that's capital EDC, 3EDC, listed Connell as one of his five strategic partners. He also listed Jeff Averbeck, the man whose company, SmartTech, counted the final vote in Ohio, which made absolutely no sense in 2004.
Right.
So all of these guys can be placed
working democracy,
in the Ukraine. And again, we got the best democracy money can buy.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you want to get the results you need to pre-program them.
Well, yeah, that's right. That is how that would work. Yes, if you want to get the results that you expect, right, then you better pre-program it and do it properly and apparently get away with it. So good old Manafort goes way back. Now, he goes on trial again or has already started a second trial for him. So fun. Just don't fall asleep, that's for sure. It definitely is not.
And if you know Paul Manafort or Karl Rove, don't fly small planes.
There you go. That might be great advice. So in the meantime, in the free press, you've also taken on the new ticket tax that has been proposed to help Nationwide Arena fix their roof.
And buy a new scoreboard.
I love the picture and the question on the front of the free press asking if you see the picture of the hockey boys having a little scuffle. And it's asking if it's performance art. I would argue that it is, but that's beside the point.
Sort of like big-time wrestling?
The question is it
Worldwide Wrestling Federation?
Going to require a 7%, is that what it is, tax?
7%.
On tickets for pretty much everything, except for OSU sporting
the Clippers,
events.
Right? Yeah, K-12 and OSU sporting events.
I see. Otherwise, every little bar and every little outdoor festival and indoor festival and, I suppose, plant shows and everything.
Did you ever sell any tickets at Little Brothers?
Sold a few tickets. Sold many, many tickets. As a matter of fact, we were the last ones to have an agreement with Ticketmaster to have no surcharge. And when you take the surcharge now into consideration, throwing this 7% on to help the Columbus Greater Arts Council, which seems like a good idea, right?
But you're a patriotic guy, and you would want to deliver the money to the tax collectors.
I'm going to go back and check my records.
Under threat of
send them 7%.
Doing illegal tax evasion.
I don't know anything about it.
I mean,
so
that's what
That would be a hypothetical.
A lot of these small...
That would be a hypothetical,
a lot of these
sir.
Small bar owners were like... man, you're turning this over to the IRS.
My attorney has told me to not continue that discussion. So back to the article in the Free Press. Basically, what you're suggesting is tell Nationwide Arena to find their own way to fix their roof.
Sure. Is that the...
And then how do we fund GCAC,
Columbus,
if I may ask?
Well, first of all, they're not worth funding if they're going to shill for the Blue Jackets.
I see. Right. So, well, but they use Nationwide Arena for live shows, right? Or some part of it.
But those are those the cultural stuff that we're looking for?
I don't know.
Depends
on how you define
they
culture.
They go for large shows, right. Like Bob Seger.
Well, Bob's another one of your favorite Detroit musicians.
He is.
Yeah.
I would go and see him. I still don't want to pay 7%.
He's a beautiful loser, I tell you. Yeah. Or a winner in his case. So I don't know. I'm just saying that's the one thing. I went to one of the meetings, too, and there were several public meetings, and there are organizations fighting this tax, and I would have been fighting it, too, if I were still in that game. But, my question is, how is GCAC to get funding if this doesn't work?
What they call themselves,
already
they're
a
nonprofit
tax.
Organization. They have one of the highest bed tax in the country.
Right. Absolutely.
Who nominated or elected Greater Columbus Arts Council to be in charge of art and culture in the city? There's plenty of small entrepreneurs and people and, big-time promoters that could do stuff on their own. Who elected this art council? They're not elected. I mean, and their idea off the top of their head is to give 30%. To Nationwide Arena?
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
I think they see it as a symbiotic relationship. That was my guess.
But tell me, I'm still trying to figure this out. When does art and culture, high art and culture, end up with hockey with its notorious fistfights?
Again, it's performance art. I think we answered your question.
And large, of course, rock and roll stars often from the nostalgic past.
I saw AC/DC. I mean,
this ain't the symphony. They're not putting the symphony
with Axl Rose
in Nationwide Arena, right? I mean,
not yet.
I mean, what gives the art?
I don't know.
Made them experts?
Okay.
Look, you know, Petrick aside, we can toss him off, but. And I'd rather put a council together of the Free Press reviewers.
Oh, boy.
Dan Dugan.
Sure.
Ed Foreman.
Brian and Ed. Yeah. Suzanne. And we can all make these decisions.
Victoria.
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not necessarily in
Connie
favor of
Harris.
It. Yeah.
I'd much rather trust you guys with the culture.
Sure. The lunatics
of Columbus
run the asylum. That's how we want it.
Than the suit wearing. See, my theory is, you know, all the guys on the art council, they wear nice suits.
So
but they wear ties and they cut that blood off to their head. And somehow they think their job is the shill to be shills for Nationwide Arena.
In the meantime, do you think there's a possibility of putting a cap on it, like there was a discussion of maybe 1,000 capacity on those ticket sales? Maybe.
Now, I think,
there's
always that part. But
going forward.
Yeah, I'm not interested in it. The people have voted 5 times not to use private money to fund. Public money to fund.
I agree.
Private entities.
I'm with you entirely about that. So I'm just asking these questions because.
See, I think the Greater Columbus Art Council has shown such bad judgment
by aligning with them. I hear you. These things happen. There's entertainment all over the place.
Yeah, because there's money in it for the Arts Council, but I don't trust the Arts Council as the great arbiter of art and culture.
Well, while we're on that topic, maybe I'll run down some calendar activities. Some of it's entertainment and most of it's for activists. So if you are active, get out to Hot Times and have fun this weekend. That is the Community Arts and Music Festival connected with Community Festival. It's down the corner of Bryan and Parsons. You've probably heard a lot about it. CJ Chenier plays some Zydeco on Saturday.
And
the whole weekend will be fun.
Hot Time
and
Summer in the City.
There's also the Free Press Second Saturday
Hot
Salon.
Child in the City.
Right here at 1021 East Broad Street. Starts around 6:30. And Saturday the 8th is the Rise for Climate, Jobs, and Justice at the Iowa State House. You're asked to rise alongside people in other cities around the world, demanding that our local leaders commit to local efforts to commit to 100% renewable energy, etc. Also, the Green Party meets on Tuesday the 11th. Do you think Joe will be there? Joe Manichuk? Will he be at the Green Party?
He will be, and
meeting.
You can deliver your death threats to him in person.
And there's a Politics of Sports, a conversation at the Wexner Center for the Arts if you want to discuss performance art and sports.
Indeed.
That's on Monday the 10th. It's been great doing the other side again.
The other side of the news.
Yes.
This is Bob Tregas and
Dan Dugan
saying or asking what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding.
I still don't know.
Neither have I. Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Tregas.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.